So it was quite a closed community. It was just lovely. It was the loveliest place, loveliest place to grow up. Nobody really had a lot of money. Everybody's families were working class. There was no competitiveness of trainers or the latest computers. There was no telephones. There was no, it was just completely different. And when you came home from school, you couldn't wait to eat your food so you could get down to play. But it was just lovely. You could just go out and to play with whoever was there. There was never a worry or concern. Regent's Park was our biggest playground because we could go out. And there was still, when I was younger, there were still areas that hadn't been developed after the war. So Marylebone Station, for example, there was quite a lot of bombing around Marylebone Station. Where Listen Green Estate is, and the flats next to it, were big coal bunkers, but they all got bombed in the war. So when I was a child, like 6 or 7, we would go over there and play in the rubble because we thought it was like an adventure. It was like an Enid Blyton adventure. So, and you would go there and all the other children from Marylebone would all be there, so you knew everybody there. It was just lovely, the loveliest place.